Here. Very interesting. The Ram starts off and brings out a drasha that bit the works. They roll the chav, battle the lipcha. Bittul takes care by your own. It's very interesting that the Ram doesn't have a long discussion about what is the act of bittul. He seems to know that bittul means ka'afidara. That's not what the discussion of the Ram is. I want to present many problems today. I don't have a clarity in the Ram today. I was thinking about not saying chalshir, but it doesn't have anything to do, so I don't have anything better to do, so I put together a bunch of things that are about to you. The Ram is not discussing what bittul is, by the way. What do you do? How do you do bittul? If you notice, it's not a Shulchan Aruch, okay? The Ram is a drasha. We already suggested something very important. That according to the understanding of Taisus, how bittul works, there's no drasha. Bittul is an act of hefker, or better said, bittul makes it hefker, and something that's hefker is something. So the first shal that I want to put on the table, I want the Elm to work in the next 24 hours on a whole list of problems I'm going to put down on the table. First of all, the Ram does bring a drasha. I mean, according to Taisus, it was poshut to Taisus that bittul. I want to point out something. Taisus by Yosef Nafdalin. He doesn't bring any drushas at all. What he says is that it was poshut that bittul is hefker, or bittul creates hefker, and it was also poshut that something that's hefker, not Eivron, because it's not lachah. No, you're all lachah. That's not called a drusha, by the way. It means we know that a din chametz requires that it's your chametz when you make it hefker, and bittul's hefker. There's no drusha involved at all. It's a collection of svaras. In the meantime, I'm going to point out something very important. Lefi Taisus was poshut that whatever bittul means is, bittul makes it hefker. You say bittul harei kafka da'ara, kochamira, and makes it hefker. Heck, hefker we know. So there's only for a drasha. It's 1 plus 1 is 2. The Ram brings a sifri, a ganze drasha, le'ero l'cha batul b'libcha. Then the Ram begins, umau inyan bittul zeh. So the first thing I want to put down on the table is, what do you mean, mau inyan bittul zeh? It's a drasha. The drasha says, do bittul and you're done. I want to be able to think about this. I'm very troubled by this. Like, what does he want? He brings rayas, then he has kashas, then he has terutzim. I don't understand. You know what bittul is? He doesn't go into a halacha shayla of how what you say, what the text is you say. He knew what bittul was, right? Bittul is bittul. I'm about to believe it, right? It's bottle of it. For that. So you bought a drasha a minute ago, correct? You bought a targum that says tevatlon. Tashmiza means tevatlon. Means that the Ram didn't go into the discussion of what is bittul. He's going to discuss why it works, right? So I don't understand. You just bought two drushas. You just bought a drasha. It says tashmiza means tevatlon. It means the targum uncles that the taich of the word tashmiza means do bittul. You bought a sifri, layer al lacha. You shouldn't have connection to it. Bato balibcha. We said yesterday for amlachum. You did what you need to do. So you're a kind of bisu. You're not everybody wrong. So ma baya. What does he want? I'm very, very troubled by this. He wanted Russia. Again, he wasn't discussing what is bittul. He knew what bittul is. And when I say what bittul is, what do you say? What's the text you say? You say bittul kafadara. That wasn't the debate in the Rishayim of Achronim, by the way. Rashi already brought down that bittul means kafadara. And he brought a drasha that it works, quote unquote. Because it's not called lacha. So what does he want now? But inyan bittul there, what does it work? What does it mean? That's the first shayla I want to put down. If you want a drasha, so I'm very, very troubled by this, by the way. I'm not sure at the end of the journey I'm going to have an answer, because I know how the end of the journey is going to look. I just said I don't know. I do know. That's the first horror. It's a major shtel. You have a pasuk, you have a drasha. What's a mahu inyan bittul zeh? What's the problem? You made a bittul. Rashi says, I'm possible to have a pasuk, yeah? Okay, so what do you want? You bittul? There's a single bittul that works. A, B. Begins around a whole journey. He's looked around. What is this bittul? Maza, what is it? He says it's hefker. The end game of bittul is that it's off hefker. The end game is not yours. Where is it being arrived from? So, the idea that he brings is a source of great controversy, and it's going to play a major role in everything we're going to say. The Ran says, because there's a Gemara on the Vav of the Beis that compares Bittel to Seifetainim. Seifetainim is a Zach and Kofos Maestros, is at the end of the day, it's not yours. Okay. It's a cold point because the house is holding it for me, the house is watching it, it's not yours. In fact, there are trouble, break the Golder means. I don't understand. This is also a Gemara. And I spoke to a number of you last night, more than a number of you. There's also a Gemara. The Gemara never said that Bittel is like Seifetainim. What the Gemara said was boom fakert. The Gemara says you need Bittel. And the Gemara says, why are you doing Bittel for the Pirurim? The Pirurim don't need Bittel because the Pirurim are Lechashivi, because Lechashivi is Hefker. That's what the Gemara said. There's no such Gemara that says there's three variables in that Gemara. There's Bittel, there's Pirurim, there's Seifetainim. The Gemara didn't say that Bittel is Lechashivi. The Gemara said it. You don't need Bittel for the Pirurim because the Pirurim are Lechashivi. You don't need Bittel for Pirurim because Pirurim are Lechashivi. Lechashivi means Hefker, like we learned about Seifetainim. If I'll ask you, and what is Bittel? I have no idea. The Gemara is for what is Bittel. The Gemara said what Bittel is. It's not such a Gemara. The Gemara said just the opposite. The Gemara said you don't need Bittel because Pirurim have a Lechashivi. I know what Lechashivi means. Lechashivi means it's Hefker. Pirurim are Hefker. And I don't know how to say if it is Hefker. What Bittel is? Oh, maybe Bittel some sort of, I don't know, some, Kobol Tikazach that you do Bittel. So who knows? The Gemara says you don't need Bittel. So he said yesterday, the Ran read the Gemara differently. The Ran read the Gemara read like this. You need Bittel. What do you need Bittel for? For Pirurim. Pirurim don't need Bittel because whatever you're coming to accomplish, I say Bittel, Pirurim, mine you bay have Bittel. That's how the Ran read the Gemara. So before Sharan and off of the base. So before Shah Gemara, if I read the Gemara like that the Gemara wasn't saying that Pirurim don't need Bittel. What the Gemara was saying was Pirurim have Bittel. All different shot the Gemara. There's also a Gemara like that, by the way. There's also not a Forsha Gemara. The Gemara said, Pirurim don't need Bittel. And the Ran read the Gemara, Pirurim have Bittel. Because they're a male bottle. So you have a Forsha Gemara that says that Bittel means Leichashivi. Somewhere the Gemara. That's why if I read the Gemara the way they ran. Yesterday I spoke out. Why did the Ran learn the Gemara like that? We'll see. But the bottom line is that the Ran had a Gemara in the Chofa Beis that said, Pirurim don't need Bittel because they're bottled by themselves, so I don't need you to do Bittel. So then it's a Mefurasha Gemara. The Gemara is not saying that Pirurim don't need Bittel. What the Gemara is saying is Pirurim have Bittel. Because Pirurim are Lechashivi. So the Mefurasha Gemara that what Bittel accomplishes is called Lechashivi. And Lechashivi means Hefker. So that's the Inyan of Bittel. Like I asked earlier, I'm very troubled why we're looking for what the Inyan is. You have a Pasuk. A Kaponim will begin the journey. Says the Ran. He begins from the end. Stating Yana Gemara that the end result of Bittel is to accomplish that it's Hefker. Lecteran. Really, it's Hefker? It doesn't fit with any of the rules of Hefker. B. A. The Lashon of Afridara is not a Lashon of Hefker. B. It's Dvar Shabalev. Third of all, Lecteran, it doesn't fit with Abrazi, because Abrazi says Hefker is not enough. Those are the three kashas that he asked. Evideran. No, over here, this works. Look around, why? Elohim the time of, he says, a whole shtickle terror. Famous people, famous mystery. Says the Ran, so on one hand I'm caught up. Listen to this, Ran. One hand it's Hefker. So it's Hashivi. On the other hand, how did it become Hefker? Says the Ran, a shtickle terror. He says like this. The Gemara says in the Chovah Mebeis that the Etzem, by the way, the Ran goes to a different area completely. The Ran begins the whole shtickle terror. The Ran says as follows. Zuck the Ran, the Etzem says the Ran, every chometz should never be over. That's a Gemara in the Chovah Mebeis. One of the big famous Gemaras in Shas. Every chometz, you should never be over by your own matzah. Why should I be over by your own matzah? It's chometz. I have chometz in my house. The answer is because from the time of 6 hours and on, or from Yantif, depending on Machlokes Tanoim, chometz is also banal. Something is also banal. It's not called yours. Intrinsically, every chometz is not mine. Every chometz is not mine. Why am I ever over by your own matzah? It says the Gemara, the famous Zog, Amar of Alasa, Shnei Dvarim Einem Rishusa Shaladam, Vasa Akasa Kila Rishusa. Famous line. Shnei Dvarim Einem Rishusa Shaladam, Vasa Akasa Kila Rishusa. Mordechai Gamaisa, it's a shocking zach. It's something which you bump into the first time, you're shocked. Really, you should never be over by Rav Matze. Because it's not yours, because it's also not enough. Rashi says on Vav Beis, we're going to discuss it at length. Ein Shalei, it's not yours. You should never be over Chometz. Just the Torah artificially, asakos of kilu b'shusay. It is a more exact. You never knew this. That other guy's over by Rabbi Matzei really shouldn't be like that. It's not yours. It's Einish Allah. Moment is why I don't own it. And it's not Lacha. The Torah said, no, no, it's yours. Ki'ilu asakos of kilu b'shusay. It says the Ran, hosh the kutar. A, it's Hefker. B, it doesn't stem with the rules of Hefker. So what's the resolution of this? It says the Ran, hosh the kutar. The reason why it works, because really the Gemara says, you shouldn't be Oyran at all. Just as Asa Kasa Kila Meshusay. Since that's the background of every Chabetz, that's the answer to the Kashas, that's where Bittul works. Atkan Divrei Aran. Atkan Divrei Aran. Atkan Divrei Aran. That the answer to the three kashas is every chametz vatzim shouldn't be in your rishos, and you're only over because of an artificial ki'ilu asa b'shusay. If it's ki'ilu asa b'shusay, then we understand why bittul works. So the belt, much of what did he answer? What did he say? How did he answer the kasha? Is it hefker? Is it not hefker? Make up your mind. What did he answer? Come on, did you see this? And I'm going to expand kahena v'kahena now on what I started yesterday. Come on, did you see this? And the nesiva says upshat, which is extreme. I'll tell you what he says. Zakti Nesivis, that Pshat Saitex. Avada and Avada says in Nesivis, Bittul's not Hefker. Bittul, you're not doing anything. No, Ross. It works like this. So what do you answer? Says in Nesivis that Pshat Saitex. That's every time you get to Pesach, you shouldn't be allowed by your own Motzi. So there's a kash on the Torah. How can the Torah say Bal Yirah Bal Motzil Leirol Acha? It's not mine. The Torah made it yours. Who made it mine? The Torah Hakadosh. Says the Nesiv is a very interesting shot. Says the Nesiv is this that the Torah made it mine in order. Watch what I'm going to say now. That I should be over. That's a bit tonight. That I want the chametz. The guy's a good yid and says Shekrev for the Matana Ebishta. I don't want the chametz. The Torah doesn't give it to you. So what Bittul does is Bittul knocks out the Ki'ilu Asa Kosov. That's every chometz you should be over. This is the whole stickle Torah. That's every chometz you should be over. It's not yours. Just the Torah made it yours. Says the guy to the Eibishter, Meichel Teufels, I don't want it. I don't want it. The guy says, you don't want it? The Eibishter doesn't forcibly give it to you. The Eibishter only gives the chometz to somebody in order to be over. I'm stressing the words, in order to be over. The Torah gave it to you in order to be over. The Torah gave it to a guy who wants it. A guy who says before Pesach, I don't want chometz. The Torah doesn't give it to you. Shekayach. So the reason why Bittul works is because there's no kilo has a condition. The din that the Torah forcibly makes the chametz yours, even though chayshem mishpo wise it's not mine, because that's no, is if you want it. If the guy says Michael Davis, I don't want the chametz. So then you're not over because you don't have the kilo asakos. So you go back to the problem of what. So why not over in the end of the day? Because it's asabana. Somebody who's asabana is not mine. You're telling me the Torah forcibly made it mine in order that I should be over? Michael Davis, I don't want it. Ad kidekach. That Rabbi Chanan asked, so then you should be able to make Bittul during Yom. I don't want it. Said Rabbi Chanan, no, once you got it, you can't get rid of it. Oh, Pachkarai. Ad kan divrei nesivis. I want to tell you Dvorim Neuroim. I'm going to show you how the Helig Achrayin and Rabbi Seinu took this seriously. I'll tell you two meridic ideas. What's behind the lumdas of this Nesivis? What's behind the lumdas of this Nesivis is that the reason why Bittul helps that you're not over by Rabbi Motzei is not because you made it Hefker, and not because you took it out of your Rishos, and not because of anything. Just the part is, really, it shouldn't be yours. And the Torah, in order to be by Ra, I need the Ki'ilu Asa Kosa Bershusai, correct? I need the Ki'ilu. There's no Ki'ilu over here. By the way, it's a limitation in Exeris Akosav. Michael David, I don't want it. So, at the end of the day, why am I not over, by the way? At the end of the day, why am I not over? At the end of the day, the reason why I'm not over is why? Is because there's no Ki'ilu Asa Kosa. We go back to the baseline that Betsy, you should never be over on Chavis, because it's not yours, it's also about now. Does the Torah made a mind? I don't want to send him out to the Zichya. Michael Tavis, take it back. Send, return to sender. So I'm not over. As I stayed in the Nesivis. Any last? ask me in. And how do I know that, by the way? How do I know that a guy can say, I don't want Michael Davis? They have a pasuk. Play Relacha, Bato Balibcha. You're amazing. Bato Balibcha. I want to tell you two Moritic ideas that we miss a Mech Doylem. The Nesivis takes this shot so seriously that he drops in two other places. Two Noivitic and Afkamenas Lalachas. Listen to what he says. Erasure Olives, of Korn Olive. The Nesivis talks about the following Shiloh. Mavaldika. Erasure Olives, of Korn Olive. The Nesivis, who's the Makor Chaim. The Nesivis and Erasure Olives, of Korn Olive, brings down a Moritic Shiloh. You all know that a davar shaloi ba'al ha'olam, you can't make a chalis. You can't sell something that you don't own yet. By the way, you can't make something that you don't own hefker. Let's say tomorrow I'm going to buy something. Can I make it hefker today for the tomorrow? But not a davar shaloi ba'al ha'olam. Ain't another makar davar shaloi ba'al ha'olam. Ain't another makar davar shaloi ba'al ha'olam. Can I make bittel on a davar shaloi ba'al ha'olam? Tell you the story, by the way. Can I? Tomorrow I'm going to own a truck of beer, right? Tomorrow I'm going to own a truck, a whole truck. I got to talk, yeah? And I don't want to wait till tomorrow because the guy is going into surgery. He won't be around tomorrow when he owns the beer. So a day before he makes bittel, the beer truck that I'm going to get tomorrow, Levik Afrodar, my hefker doesn't work such a thing because it's davar shaloi, you don't own it. Zakti nesivis, but bittel works. Zakti Nesivis, why? Zakti Nesivis and Reshid Aleph, Sukkot and Aleph, because Bittel's not an Asiyah. Bittel's not a Chalois. Bittel's just saying, Michael Davis, I don't want the Eberstus in my presence. I can't do that a day before. I have to own the beer for that. What did I say? I announced the day before Erev Yom Tov, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, tomorrow you're giving me a present, I don't want it. I'm not making a Chalois in the beer. I'm not making a Chalois in the Chametz. Hefka is a Chalois. It's an Asiyah. I'm selling the Chametz. I'm mafka the Chametz. I'm giving a Matana. I'm not doing a Chalois. It's my relationship with the Eberstah. The Eberstah tomorrow is going to give me a Matana. I say, I don't want it. I can't do that before I own the beer. Today it's Wednesday. Tomorrow at 12 o'clock, I'm going to own the beer. I made a Chalois Kenya for tomorrow. And then it's going to come into my Rishos, because it's not. It's also Banal. Kilo Asakos. I say, I don't want it. I have to do it when it's I own the beer. I'm saying that I don't want the present because I expressed my wants. I have to own the beer for that. Speaks out the Nesivis himself that Vibalti Yesoida Bittel is nothing more than a blockage of the Ki'ilu also. The Torah didn't give it to me. I can do that when I don't own the object. I'm not doing a chalois of the object. Shocking Nafkamina number two. 1 second. Is the Mekor Chaim himself. That's Nafkamina number one. That's how far the Nesivis took his pshat, that it's not a chalois in the chametz. The pshat is, I'm blocking the present, the matana of the asa akasam shusay. I don't want it. I could do that. I don't have to own the chametz for that. I'm talking to Avkabi the Eberstein. Nafkamina number two is even better. In Simen Tof Memcheh Silchus Chametz, then the Mekor Chaim himself, in Simen Tof Memcheh brings up Moiridik and Nafkamina. And then after me, as I say, have interesting Shiloh. What's the din if a guy before Yontif is mafker his chametz, not bittel, mafker his chametz, made hefker? He didn't do this after our business. He made his chametz hefker before Yontif. Erev Yontif, before the time, he didn't do bittel. He did hefker. Is mafker all chametz? The guy has a bakery. Yes, freezer is full of Barakas. For those of you who are new, you'll find out what that is. It's a national, I don't know what it is, filler. Yeah? Yeah, his freezer's full of barakas. He makes a hefker of Yontif. Fine. Comes back after Yontif. Does he have to make a new Maisa Kenyan in the freezer's full of chametz? Of course. Who's mafker it? Not his. No question, right? What about after Bittel? The guy made Bittel Kafa Dara. You have to chametz. Does he have to go be zeichin it again? Yeah, a guy had a baker, the bakery storehouse. He has tons of chametz. Erev Yontif kedasi kedin. He was vato. He didn't do hefker. Harei the kafir da'ara kol chamir v'chamir dikav b'shusei. The vato l'evi kafir da'ara. 9 o'clock in the morning, he made a bittul. Comes after Yontif, and he wants to go be Mekadosh a lady with a bereka, so Shavu Pruta. You have to own it. Yeah? So what does he do? Does he have to make a Maisa Kinyan on the berekas before he's Mekadosh the lady or not? So if bittul is Hefker Lefita, he says, absolutely yes. If bittul is Hefker, absolutely yes. If bittul is Hefker, absolutely yes. Says the Nesivis, but according to my pshat, bittul's not Hefker. What's the reason why you're not over after bittul? Bittul just blocks it from becoming yours. Now let's talk about all chametz. I'm saying, I love the Shemaisa, Nesivis speaks this out. A guy has chametz, forget about bittul, forget about Hefker. A guy owns chametz, we go back to our bakery storehouse. At 12 o'clock, Erev Yontif, it becomes Asa B'Hano. The minute the chametz becomes Asa B'Hano, it's not his. Ainah B'Shaloi, slowly. Why is he over by Yerah? The Torah made it yours. But it was Asa B'Hano, it's Ainah B'Shaloi, it's only yours, Lagabi by Yerah. Comes after Yontif. A guy who didn't do Beto, didn't do Hefker, when it comes after Yontif. Yontif's over now. The chametz is now back Mutar B'Hano. Forget about Chavash over Pesach, okay? Does he have to be Zayich in it again? He has to make a new Kenyan? What does that say? Why not? It wasn't his for the duration of the Yontif. It was Einer Shalei, it was also B'Hano. The Teretz is, that's posture, that there, if something is not mine because it's also B'Hano, the minute it becomes Mutar B'Hano, it's back mine again, right? Does someone agree with that? So I'm curious. What? It's interesting. What was I going to say? Hold on a second. I'm curious. Zayn Shalom says this, by the way. A guy has chametz. He became asr. So it's Einah Shalom, it's Einah Bershu. So you have to come on to Kilo Asr. I'm not talking about the Kilo Asr. I mean, that's by your other. Kol goes by Yantif. Midaraisa. He has to go make most Tanayim hold that. This is Chavashon Pesach is Rabban. I want to know. He has to be Zayn the chametz again? What's he? You say for sure yes. Nesivis says it's in Tov Memches. In Nesivis, it's in Tov Memches in Mekor Chaim. I saw with my own eyes a few minutes ago, and 5 years ago, and 10 years ago, and 15 years and 20 years ago. Before that, I don't remember. In Nesivis says it's in Tov Memches, it's a no-brainer that if a guy has chametz and it's also b'hano, you didn't do bittul, you didn't do hefker. It's a no-brainer that about it, you don't have to call making the ma'aser kinyan. The bir hadvarim is. It's a thief of art. That the Tavi Asa B'Hano is called Einah Shaloi is not because it was pucker your bailus. Now the word is that a zach that doesn't have usage for you, that's not called mominus, it's not called Lecha. But it's not the pshat that it left my rishos. The word is, it's mine, but it's not mine. You're asking, make up your mind, is it yours or it's not yours? The pshat is, Rabbi Cohen, listen carefully. I said I didn't have anything to prepare today, but listen anyway, yeah? The pshat is very simple. There's two different types of things which are not mine. If I make something hefker, so I'm afkia my bialus, the ballgame's over. When something's also b'hano, I wasn't mafkia my bialus. Just the pshat is, the isser hano is mafkia, the fact that my bialus gives me ownership on it. Let's say the isser hano goes off after 7 days. So it goes back to its natural status, that it was mine. I never took it out of my rishos. So there's a blockage on my usage, and the blockage on my usage makes it, Rabbi Cohen, that it's not called lecha. Yeah, something which I can't use, something which I don't have monetary usage out of it, that's felt in the Bible, it's felt in the Lecha. It's called Einah Shalei, but it doesn't mean that it's mafkia my Bible. The hafkah on my Bible is because it's also b'hano. You take away the Yisr Hano, it goes back to its natural status. By the way, that's what the Nesivis takes on. The Elam can argue, I saw the Elam can argue on this, the Elam can say not like that, but the Nesivis takes on like that. And by the way, that's what's Mekobel. 1 second. Don't forget Le Shomanu, that if the Pesach has to go be Zayich in his chametz again, okay? 1 second, unless he sold it to a guy, or he was mafkert. 1 second, he says the Nesivis, we belt it's a no-brainer, that if a guy had chametz that was also b'hano, about the after Pesach, You have to go be soaking it again. It pops back into your Rishos. He's not going to see this. Bittel's not any different. Because Bittel never left your Rishos. All Bittel is that it's not kilo as akos of Rishos. Yeah, nice and narrow. If Bittel would be an act of Hefker, says the Nesivis, so once you do Bittel, so after Yantif, you have to go make a kinyan again. It's not your cake, by the way. You have to go be zaych and make a kinyan on the cake. Abavibal, Bittel is not Hefker. All Bittel does is, it leaves it in the state of Einer Shaloi. It leaves it, all it does is it blocks the Ki'ilu Asa HaKosav. That's all it does. Michael Tavis, I don't want the Matana. So why at the end of the day is it not yours? I didn't make it not mine. I didn't take it out of Marshall's. I wasn't mafkir. All I said is, hey, Mishta, return to sender. I don't want your chametz. So at the end of the day, it's not more than what, but Isser HaNoah. Isser HaNoah, we said, if the Yontif's over, it goes back to being yours. Says the Halakha Nesivos, that Lafi, my understanding of Bittel, that is nothing more than a blockage on the Ki'ilu Asa HaKosav Rishu. So if the Yontif goes back to being yours, like every Isser HaNoah, if the Yontif goes back to being yours. Those are the two astounding nafkaminas that the Nesiva said, the fishy tosoi, that Bittel is nothing more than a blockage of the kilo asoi. All it's saying is, I don't want the matana. A, I can do it on a double shoulder balaylam. I don't want the matana, but I don't have to own the chametz for that. And B, the second nafkamina is that vibalt, it's not an act of hefka b'chal. All it is asa b'hano. So v'meila, all right, if the Yom Tov will go back and be mine, which comes out a shocking nafkamina, the moshul, between Tosis and the Ran. According to the Ran, Tosis, it's Hefker, so it's not yours, you have to go be Zeichen. The guy did Bittel, if the Yom Tov, if he wants to go be Mekadosh a lady with it, he has to go be Zeichen in the cake again. And according to this shot of the Nesivis, that Bittel doesn't mean that I did Hefker, Bittel just means that I left it in its status of Asa B'Hanah. So I was like, every Chometz, which is Asa B'Hanah, that if the Yom Tov is over, it goes back to the mail by default and becomes mine. Those are the two shocking nafkaminas of the Nesivis Lashitasoi, of how he understood the Ran. Now, there are many, many problems with this Nesivis. The first problem I said yesterday, but I didn't stress it enough how powerful it is. I saw this morning that Reb Shmuel, in an Agav de Gazach, when he brings the Nesivis, he asked this Kasha. I was very happy to see it. Yesterday, I asked the Kasha that I asked yesterday, I said it in passing, is in my eyes, a raya against the Nesivis of Shah and the Ran. Although the Ran started off and said, Maze Inyan Shal Bittel, what is Bittel? He asked earlier, I'm not sure why he's looking for a Pshat. We'll have to see if we can work that out. But he says it's Hefker. Well, do you know that Bittel is Hefker? How do you know that Bittel, the end game, is Hefker? Because the Gemara compares Bittel to Pirurim. And Pirurim is Hefker. Frege Chakasha, I don't understand. I'll ask two Kashas. First of all, I don't know why you're calling this Hefker. There's no shachas to Hefker, Bechal. According to the Pshat of the, what do you call it? There's no shachas to Hefker. Hefker, the Pshat is that I had a Zach, I owned it, and I was Mafkir the Bailos. According to the Pshat of the, what do you call it? There's no shachas to Hefker, Bechal. The Pshat's like this. The Chometz is yours. And I'm showing you it's not Hefker, because I just put the Nafkir the Nesivis, that when Yom Tov is over, it's back yours, right? Chometz is yours. Just every Chometz is also Bahano. And if it's also Bahano, you really, it's Eina Shaloi, monetarily wise, and you should be over by your Yerah. The Torah put it back into my Rishos. I said, Michael Tavis, keep it. That's called, first of all, that's called Hefker. You call that Hefker? That's called Hefker? I just showed you Nafkamina, it's not Hefker. I said a Malvot de Gazach. That's why I brought the Nafkamina. I wasn't being a Nafkamina to buy time because I didn't prepare today. Okay? I bought the Nafkamina of the Nesivis to show you, I don't understand. So it's not called Hefker in the end of the day. Yeah? Is that called Hefker? That's called Hefker. The Nesivis says the Nafkamina that if Yom Tov will go by, it goes right back to you. You don't have to make a kinyan. He speaks it on Mefarish. And he says, because it's like every comment that's also about, no, it bounces back to you after Yom Tov. Because you never left your Rishos Kor, you never left your Bibles. So what do you mean it's called Hefker? It's not Hefker. That's Aleph. I have a shock from Kasha. One second. That's my first Kasha. We'll get to that in a second. So my first Kasha is Bechal. You're calling it Hefker? It's not Hefker. I showed you Nafkamina Lalocha. You don't have to be Zaycheh back again. My second kasha is what I said yesterday, but now I asked the much sharper, is Bechal, the comparison to Sefer Tehillim, it doesn't make any sense. What's the comparison? Pirurim, why doesn't it need by, why not over by Rav Matzi? Because Pirurim is Loichashi. What's Loichashi mean? It's Hefker, I mean, I don't have Shachas to do it, I don't want the Bailos. What's the Raya? The Gemara brings out. Your house wants it, your house is watching it. No, my house is not enough. Sefer Tehillim, Sefer Tehillim, at the end of the day, it's Hefker, because Loichashi, I don't want the Sefer Tehillim, I don't want these never going to ripe figs. The house is holding it. It's gone. So how did Ron read the Gemara? The Pirurim don't need Bittul because they're Bottle anyway, because Bittul and Pirurim are the same thing. I don't say, what do you mean they're the same thing? Pirurim is like Hashivi. Pirurim is Hefker because I don't want it. I don't have it at the time. It's nothing by me. Like, so if it ain't, what does that have to do with this shot? What's the common denominator? What's the tzad shova between pirurim, soifetainim, and chametz? Chametz, I want. We're talking about, by the way, we're not talking about pirurim. We're talking about taking a bittel on a tzibiz of seven layer cake. So it's not lechashivi. So what is it? It's a whole stick of Torah. That the word is, it's also b'hano, and really it's not yours, and the Torah made it yours, and I said to Eberstein, Michael Tavis, keep it. So why am I not over at the end of the day? Not because it's lechashivi, and not because it's hefker. Why am I not over at the end of the day? Why am I not over after I do, acquainted in the Sivis, why after I do Bittul am I not over by Robert Watson? You know why? Because it's also b'hano, and it's Einah Shaloi, till after the Yantar. That's why I'm not over. So A, why are you calling it hefker? I have an Afkmin al-Aloch, it's not hefker. The guy, and B, so what's the comparison? How do you read the Gemara back on Davov? Why? Because the Gemara compares Bittul. The Gemara says, ah, you don't need Bittul. Pirum already is body Pirum is Bottle Melov. Pirum is Bottle Melov because it's like Hashivi, because it lost its value to me. Once it's Hashiva, so it's nothing. So it's Hefker. And the Gemara has a Shaila. Maybe it's not. It is Chashiv. It's not Chashiv. By Chometz, that's not the issue. The issue is not because it's not Chashiv. By Chometz, it's also Behanah. It's not Shaloi. The Torah made a mine. I said, Sani Matanos Yechia, keep your Matanos. Again, do they have nothing to do with it? I hold that this Kasha is a death blow against the Pshat of the Nesivas. I don't understand. I don't see how the Nesivas is such a Pshat. If the Vard of Bittul is nothing more than it's a Tanai, that when I don't want it, the Torah didn't give it to me, and that's why I could be Dava Shalom Aloylam, it's not an Asiya, and that's why I don't have to make a Shia afterwards because I never was Mafkirit. So, A, why are you calling it Hefker? It's not Hefker. Allah, how can you say those words out of his mouth? And he says it's not called Hefker. But more than that, what are you comparing it to Pirum for? Pirum and Pirum and Chomet have no shakas to each other. There's nothing in common, by the way. They're two worlds apart. But don't repel the mamish. Moreover, the Iker Kasha that the Velt asks, it's Mekubal and the Velt, against the Nesivis is Pshat. The Iker Kasha against the Nesivis is Pshat is the Kasha that I asked you to see today. The Ron later on brings out a Bala Iter that has a shaykhus. Could you make a shliach for a bittel? Interesting shiloh. Can you appoint a shliach to make bittel? Can you appoint a shliach to make bittel? So the Ram brings out a Bala Iter. The shliach mevatel. Vacherim cholkim. I see this today. The kiva the bittul mitaras hefker nagiba kamosh kasafti shleach vade lamotzi mevatel shareim odno chavera hefker amay. This run is mekubal in the belt. That with all due respect to Nesivis, this run ends the Nesivis of Shat. What did Ron say? Can you appoint a shleach means bal iter one of the gedolei rishonim? Can you appoint a shleach to go make bittul? I don't know. Pesher, you say the kocha mirfi. Says the Ron, you can't. Why not? Because I already told you earlier that Bittul is Hefker. And a Hefker, you can't make a Shleach. Now, in parentheses, why can't you make Bittul on a Shleach? Why can't you make Hefker on a Shleach? Anybody have shot in this round? What's up with Hefker? You can't make Hefker on a Shleach. Why not? I can give a Matana on a Shleach. I can make a lady on a Shleach. I can sell something on a Shleach. Why could I can give a Matana? I can make a Shleach to give a Shleach to give Matana? I can make a Shleach to sell my house? Why can't I make you make Hefker? Every time I sell something, it's a machshava. I have das to sell it. I have das to make it. I don't know what you're talking about. By the way, it's not our topic now. It's I don't know what that means. I don't know what Yippur Kroff means. That's what Hebrew. Yeah, what do you mean? What Yippur Kroff means? What's it mean selling my house? I want to be mafka my house, I want to sell my house. To sell my house, I can go sell my house to me. Go to the real estate agency, you're a shleach, shut for Shalom Kamaisa, you can sell my house. You give me mafka shtruma, mekadosh a lady, give a get. You can't do hefker. Yeah, mice. Big controversy Ricky Baker speaks about, it's not clear, why not? One second, it's not our topic now. It's not our topic. What types of sports are we talking about? Either way, it's important to us. It's not a topic. Why? Remember this round for the rest of life. You can't make a shleach to make hefker. You can make a kaddish lady, you can make a divorce, you can sell your house, you can give him a matana. You can give him a fish truma. You can't sell a guy to hefker for you. Either way, what's important to me is the Ron says, a funny zach, that since you can't make hefker, You can make Bittel. He says, don't you remember, guys, on that base, I said way back when that Bittel is Hefker? There are two riders from this round against the Nesivas. On a basic level, listen carefully, we're just at the beginning. On a basic level, there's a riot against the Nesivas simply because he calls it Hefker. According to the Pshat, the Nesivas, it's not Hefker. It means go break your head, whatever reason it is that you can't make a Shlech for Hefker, or whatever the reason is, but keep making a Zaitik of reasons and Hefker Shlechos. Hefker you can make, it's mealy, it's only words. It's not the point now. The point is that, with all due respect, Bittel's not Hefker. Bittel's not Hefker. For whatever reason it is, he says, you can't make a Shlech for Hefker, and I already told you that Bittel's, Bittel's Hefker. Bittel's not Hefker, according to the Nesivas. Bittel is, I don't want the Eivishtas Ki Ilu Aso, Michael Tevis. So what is he talking about? It doesn't have any words. It's been first Ran, by the way. It's been Kubel and Develt that this Ran, which the Nesivas for some reason ignored, is before Shariah against his child. You can't tell me that Bittel means that I don't want the Matana. So what does that have to do with Hefker? A. B. But I want to say a much deeper Araya against the Nesivas. If the Nesivas is right, so forget about his Etzem comparison to Hefker, which ends the Nesivas. It's also a Kubel and Develt. But I have another eye, which is even tiefer. Rabbi Yisai, I have a question for you. According to the Nesivas, that Bittel, all it means is, and the only reason why it works, is because I'm refusing the Eibishter's Matana and saying Merchel Tevis. It's really not mine. You're forcing it into my rishos. I don't want it. I have an interesting question. Does anybody have it sad in the world you can make a shleach for such a thing? Well, I'm a lump of Shikash. My first Kash is about Bata Shikash. He calls it Hefker. He compares it to Hefker. According to Nesivas, it's not Hefker. I just finished saying he's not Hefker. But I'm a lump of Shikash. According to Nesivas' understanding of what Bittel is, that I'm saying, I don't want the Matana. Is there a tzad in the world you can make a Shleach for such a thing? Why not? Of course not. Either you want or you don't want. You can't make a Shleach on Ritzoinis. You can make a Shleach to do an Asiya. I can make a Shleach to do a Chalois. A Matana, a Hefker. Maybe, not Hefker, but Kedushin, Gerushin, Truma. I can't make a Shliach to decide. Honestly, now he asked the guy, you want the Matana or you don't want it? He can decide for you that you want it? I have an interesting question. Let's say I want the Matana, I make a Shliach to decide I don't want. It works? You can make a Shliach for such a thing. Either you want the Matana or you don't want the Matana. You want the Kilo, or you don't want it. What are you making a Shliach for? You make a Shliach to go do something. You can't make a Shliach to make decisions for you. So either you want it or you don't. If you want it, so then it's yours, and you're over. If you don't want it, you don't want it. You can't make a shlech with such a thing. So what in the world is the Ran talking about? In a million years, according to the Nesivas, there's nothing to make a shlech on. It's a blockage. I don't want the Matana. The shlech's going to decide for me that I don't want the Matana? It's either you decide or you didn't decide. There's nothing to make a shlech for. A shlech has to be for an asiyah. A shlech is for a chalais. Shlech does have for a shlech. I'm going to sleep. I'll do that for a shlech. I'm going to sleep. Go be Makadosh Shalevi. I'm going to sleep. Go sell my house. I can't make a shliach to go make a decision if I want to not aid the market. There's also Zimba Fall. It's also Zimba. You can't make a shliach to make Galilee Das, because that's the question of what is your Das. He can't make it. Also Zimba is a guy making Galilee Das. You have to have the Das. Either you want it or you don't want it. Let's say, if what you're saying is, I'm asking you a question. You want Matan or you want Matan? Yes, I can't hear you. He doesn't want it, so it's over. What do you make your shliach for? I don't say to you, what do you make your shliach for? You want it, you don't want it. Decide. There's no such thing. There's no such thing like that, right? There's no such thing as making a shliach for a rotzen. Ain't the factor there, okay? No such thing. What do you mean? You want it, you don't want it. Go decide. Finish. What do you talk about? There's nothing to talk about. So besides the ethnic comparison to Hefker, which it doesn't make sense, it's not Hefker. There's no such thing as making a shliach for saying, I don't want a matana. There's no such thing, by the way. I'll give you an example. If a guy wants to give me a matana, right? And I don't want it. I make a shliach to decide I don't want it. A guy wants to give me a matana, I don't want it. So I make a shliach to decide whether I want it or not. There's no such thing, Michal. Nothing to talk about, Michal. The whole game's over. One second. Okay. So we're going to put the Nesivas behind us and go back to the mystery. What did the Ran mean? Many Achrayim say, and Prima Godim in Simen Tov Lamed Aleph, and other Achrayim say, what should be, could be, is the simple Pshat in the Ran, a completely different Pshat. The Ran is the Kasha. The Ran said three parts. A, it's Hefker. B, it doesn't stim with the rules of Hefker. He says, no, it's really not in your Pshat. So the Nesivas had a very extreme shot that it blocks the Kilo Asai. De Veltner ends up beginning now the journey. De Veltner ends up to what the Ran meant to say was something else completely, nothing to do with the Nesivas at all. Meant something else. One second. And probably what I'm going to say now, which is called the Priva Gadlus Shat, other Achmarim, is the simple reading of the Ran. Ran meant to say like this. Avada, we prove from Dafov that the end game is Hefker. But it doesn't stem with the rules of Hefker, Kasha 1, Kasha 2, Kasha 3. Zokteran, you're right. When an object is 100% yours, you need to do a full-scale hefker. But when an object is also b'hanah, and it's really out of your rishus, and it's not really yours, so the Torah made it yours, a zazach, which has 1 foot out of your rishus, you can get rid of it with what I call a light hefker. I'll say an example, kasha 1 and 2. Kasha 1 was that, what type of lashon is that? For kasha 2, it's a dvar shebalev. The answer is, Dvar Shebalev don't work when I have to make a full-scale act of Hefker. Zach is mine. I want to get it out of my Rishos. But when? It's hardly yours anyway. It's hardly yours. It's really not yours. It's the Torah made it yours. A Zach, which is hardly yours, which is a little bit yours, a weaker form of Hefker works. Now, you'll all agree with me, first of all, generically, that's the simple reading of the Ran. The simple reading of the Ran was he didn't mean to say that it never came into my Rishos and my full tevis, I don't want it. That's true. No such thing. Avad, it became yours. But Vibalt, fundamentally, it's not yours. Just the Torah made it yours. So I have a very, very weak ownership of such a thing. A weak ownership, a weak Hefker works. Bintel is a weak form of Hefker. By the way, the Lashon of the Ran is Hefker ki hai gavna. So the Lashon of the Ran, Hefker ki hai gavna. This type of Hefker works. What's that? This type of Hefker works. It's a Shvach Hefker. It's a bad Lashon. It's belave. It's a Shvach Hefker. But it's a Shvach ownership. So you didn't mean to say that Michael Tavis, the Abishta, gave it to me. I don't want it. About the Tavis gave it to you. Too bad. You want it. You don't. I don't care. It's yours. But the level of ownership that you have in it is a very Shvach ownership. Hefker, ki agavna, when you have a very Shvach ownership. So a little bit of Hefker works, a Shvach Hefker, Hefker, ki agavna, a Shvach Hefker works. Azay, by the way, the other will agree with me, with all due respect to the Halig and Nesiva, that's the simple way of reading it. When do you have all types of rules of how you have to do Hefker and how it gets out of your rishus, a Zach, which has 1 foot out of my rishus anyway. So I give it one shnup and it goes. That's how, develop, 1 minute. That's how, yeah, you're doing well, it's fine, everything is all fine. That's how the Velt read the Ran. By the way, when I read the Ran every 5 years, and I do read it before I come to Shiv, believe it or not, I also read it more than you do probably, the Ran, that's the simple reading of the Ran. Not the Pshat of the Nesiv is a whole patchkarai that I said to Akash Bochum, Merkel Tavis, and it never became mine. It became yours. Just it's hardly yours. You have 1 foot out the door. Azah ownership is a Shvach ownership. And by the way, then the Nigan of the Ran goes like this. A, it's Hefker. 1 second. B, 3 kashes. Hefker the Ran, no! Really? It's not yours! It's not maybe yours! Azah Hefker can kick out something that's because she yours. A different reading of the Ran completely. 1 second. One second. I didn't even start what I want to speak about. And that's without preparing. Now listen carefully now. On this pshat, which is the simple reading, I have many, many kashas. My first kasha is that, first of all, it's a very strange thing. L'hirolucho bato balibcho came to teach me a chosha mishpate kadin, that low-level ownership you can get rid of with low-level hefker. Okay, say it. Interesting to ask. Do you know that the Prima Gadim drops a bomb and says that it's not a chometz de kedin? He says there are other cases where this thing, with this case, there's a case. A guy has, during the year, listen to the nafka min al-alach, which will shake the olam up. During the year, a guy had a bakery. Kimeduber. Kiyadua. Okay? And one day, he decided, and he was from mood. He said, I'm assering Bahano. He made a nether. He assered all his bakery Bahano. He assered all his bakery Bahano for 30 days. Not in his rishos now, right? Fine. After 30 days goes by, he comes back into his rishos, the nether's over. While during the 30 days, this guy said, Bittel, Hareyu Bato Ka'afra. Says the Pima Godim, it's not his anymore. I since when is Batok Afad Ara Hefker? But the only reason why it's not Efker is because you fully own it. But this bakery guy, middle of the year, he doesn't own it anymore because it's already left his rishos 90% because it's what? It's also about no. Now you can give it a kick out. Use a bittel. Here, Maisi has an achmil aloche because it's not a vorn chumis mechal. It's a vorn. Anytime you find me something which is also about no, which is 80% out of my rishos, I can give it a kick for doing bittel. I bittel's not good hefker. Yeah, you can't do hefker on a zach that you fully own. Here, Maisi, no. That's how far the people go and went. 1 second. So it's very interesting. And how do I know that chiddush? I learned out of the pasuk of literal chabata b'limcha. We learn from there, chosher is with the rules. If you own something fully, you need a full-scale hefker. You don't own it fully, then what? Then we do a low-level hefker, kagavna, weird zachin, but very, very vague. My ikker kasha on this is a shocking kasha. This is the ikker that I came for today. Watch. Oy, this is going to be a heartache. So that's the Pashup Shad in the Ram, by the way. I agree it's the Pashup Shad. That's how I read the Ram the first time, some 40 years ago. The problem is like this. The Ram says later on, so why do you need a Bidika for? To Bittel. Why in the world do I want to make all Klai so crazy? A month of cleaning, tension, Shalom Bayis. Kids don't help enough. Kids going off to Derech from Erev Pesach trauma. For sure, for sure. Countless. Who needs the whole thing? Do Bittel. Do Bittel! Get it, Shalom Yisrael. Who needs a pain in the neck? Says the Ram, because when a guy does Bittel, we're afraid he doesn't mean it. He says, he doesn't mean it. His heart's not with him. So we're afraid he doesn't mean it. In fact, we keep Eger. I just did see it today. What do you mean he doesn't mean it? He said, call Chameir, the Chameir, the Eger, Bishul, Sever, Gavad, all right? Says we keep Eger. So the Ram, because he didn't mean it. Because we're afraid you mean it, because of Yemaisa, because of that, all of Klai Yisrael is suffering. All the Dairis. Because we're afraid the guy doesn't mean it. In fact, we can make it when he doesn't mean it. The guy said, What do you mean he doesn't mean it? As a fact, we can make it. I used to see the Ricky Vega today, and the blue Ricky Vega has brought down five versions of this kasha. But in the Kervitz, Ricky Vega has the kasha. He doesn't say, what are you talking about? I promise you, we're talking about this. He says, Ricky Vega, a bomb, which is the only Teretz. You know what he says? He says, you're right. Dvarim Shabalev Levi Dvarim is in things where you said, I'm selling it, and then you said, I don't want it. Dvarim Shabalev. Makash the lady, I don't want Dvarim Shabalev. Bittul is totally in your heart. So the reason why I reckon with your heart by Bittul is because the whole Bittul is a heart zach, it's a lev zach. So about the entire Bittul is a lev zach of do you want it or not, right? So I don't care what you said, I follow your heart. Yeah, my son, an earthquake. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that the Ran says an astounding zach, that the reason why Chazal was talking B'dikar, oh, that was the boy's against the Chavit, even though you did Bittul, the Rabbanon, but with the device now. So I say, hey, look around, why? Because the guy didn't mean it. What do you mean the guy didn't mean it? He said, about the Kafir Dara. It's Rosh Hashanah. Whoever heard such a thing? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, Alom D'Shavart. Bittul's totally in the heart. So if the guy didn't mean it, I don't care what you said. Yeah, my scenario, all of the chalesin are not totally in the heart. You sold it, you didn't sold it. All of the chalesin are totally in das. You sold it, you said you're selling it, you expressed your das, I don't care what your heart is. Bittul's not totally what your das, though it's in your heart, what your real deep insightness are. We're afraid that you don't mean it. 1 second. Fergiach, I don't understand. If the pshat in the Ran is that you're doing hefker, just there's all types of coolness in the hefker, because it's azach, which is partially not yours. You can get rid of it easier. But it's hefker. It's a form of hefker. Just ask me, it doesn't stem with the rules of hefker A, B, and Z. Nishkefalach, it's 80% out of your rishos. Give it a stop. So why is it totally in my heart? It's low-level hefker. You ask me, why does low-level hefker work? Because it's anyway not really yours. It's shvach ha-bayis, shvach ha-bayis, shvach ha-hefker. That doesn't explain to me why Bittul's totally in the heart. We're talking about doing a shvach ha-hefker. It's a shvach ha-hefker. It's a hefker ki agavna. What happens? All of a sudden, it became a whole new asiyah. It's only in your heart. It's only in your heart. If what I'm doing is nothing more than low-level hefker, which doesn't work, to push something out of my rishus, that's mamish mine, it doesn't work. To push something out of my rishus, that's not 100% mine. It's an easy push. Say, very nice. So it's a low-level hefker. How did that transform into a zach? That's totally in your heart. I don't care what you said. What does that mean? Have another kasha. It's late. Well, okay. One more kasha? What's today? Wednesday. One more kasha. Have a kasha. If the reason why Chazal were mesakim b'diko and didn't rely on the bittul is because the guy didn't mean it in his heart, to have a moira de kakasha, which Rabbi Kivega's nephew asked him in the blue Rabbi Kivega's, and he answered it in the kovitz. Have a simple etzer. You're making all Klaiso all crazy to clean out the house for 6 months? You worried about Ramosha Belev? Because Bittel's told you, don't make Bittel, have a different takana. What's Chazal made a takana? Do Hefker. Hefker is not Ramosha Belev, Hefker is Hefker, right? So what are they making a whole trask and making everybody crazy? You're going to do Bittel, the Bittel won't be good because Bittel's told you Belev. Don't do Bittel. Say, I raise Hefker. And save Klaiso all that was Nefesh and the kids at risk and the Shalom Bayis can be Dubur Kiyadua. Says Rabbi Kivega's son-in-law, not the Chacham Sefer, because it was a son-in-law of a son. You can't do Hefker. You know why? Because you have to do Tashbisu. Hefker is not Tashbisu. Bittul is. Oh, when I saw that, I got sick many years ago. Not the type of sickness that many of you had yesterday. What do you mean? Hefker is not Tashbisu. Why not? Because you didn't get rid of it. And what's Bittul? Bittul's Tashbisu. You have to do Bittul. What do you mean you have to do Bittul? What do I have to do Bittul for? Bittul's just a light hefker. A bittul's tashbisu? What does that mean, bittul's tashbisu? Bittul is just another way of kicking it out. I'm Jim Hayter. We'll talk all about this tomorrow.